Yeah,
I'm not fucking around, guys.
I definitely didn't. Dude, yeah, fucking middle school kids' lies.
Yeah.
The best. Actually,
the car thing, I kept doing that into my 20s.
Really?
Yeah, me and Jake Flores. Jake used to have this piece of shit Ford Focus, and I had like a shitty 96 Explorer. And one time Chris Cubis, another comic, he had to like move.
Yeah.
And so he's like asked me and Jake to help him move, and within 30 minutes of helping him move his stuff, like one of us just dropped something and it broke.
Yeah.
And then we were like, ha 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 ha. And then we just started trashing all of his stuff in his like former apartment. We like took his bed frame and threw it through the wall. And like Chris didn't give it. We were just drunk. You know, yeah. It was like noon. We were trashed. It was Wednesday. And we were doing like a bit. We were like, this would be a funny sketch. It's called like Quality Movers. And they just destroy everything. But there's no camera, so it's not a sketch. We're just trashing.
Just destroying shit.
Yeah. And so he had this old computer monitor, and we're like, I'm taking the thing over my head and throwing it at the wall and shit, and smashing holes in the wall, and we're throwing it all over the parking lot trying to smash this computer monitor. But so CRTs, those like cathode ray tubes,
yeah,
the screen is like an inch and a half of glass.
Yeah, those old computer monitors are thick as
they're,
fuck.
They're hard as shit to break, but inside, because the way those things work is it's this like gun that shoots electrons at the screen real fast, and that's what makes it light up, and you know, it's like precise. But so it's got to be a vacuum on the inside. So when you finally break that screen, it fucking implodes.
Oh,
and it's
shit.
Like a really cool thing to see. So, you know, and I know that. So I was like, we got to.
I had been in that previous situation.
Yeah. So I'm like, guys, we got to destroy this thing. And we're trying all these ways to get it to smash, and we can't do it. So eventually we took just the cord to it and tied it to the back of Jake's car. And then I was like riding it, and he was just driving it through the fucking parking lot, and I fell off, and he's like going around corners and smashing it into like fire hydrants and shit. But we were like 22.
What finally did it?
I think that did it. It like hit a curb and it popped and shit, and it was kind of underwhelming. Chris had another TV. Chris had like a 36-inch CRT.
Yeah.
That we moved into the apartment me and Chris moved into.
Yeah.
With the intention of we're gonna fucking destroy this thing at some
point.
Right.
And there was one night I was drunk and I was like, either I'm buying PS4 or a shotgun from Cabela's so I can shoot this fucking TV. And I ended up buying the PlayStation, which is still a waste of money. But
I don't know. I think the shotgun, you would have done that.
I would have killed myself. Yeah. I would have done the TV, and then the next thing would have been
or you would have hit someone with a buckshot.
Yeah.
And been like, I don't know. Now you have to do a comedy benefit once a year for your friend that's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Because you decided to play fucking Sarah Connor and try to do a one-arm.